Record angel, is there a lie there? No lie, my Lord. Only blood here. The righteousness of Jesus is all over this place. Satan? Satan is not a name. Satan is a title. It's like the prosecution witness. Ha Satan. That's the full form. It's a title. The adversary. The opponent. That's what you guys take and make Satan like a name. It's not a name. It's a position. It's like saying the prosecuting attorney. That's what Satan does. He accuses. So, I think you have no case here. Matter struck out. Next. There's no case because you confessed it. I have heard people tell me that preachers are saying that when you sin, you don't need to confess, he's already under the blood. Oh. Oh. Wow. Satan has appeared as an angel of light to some people and is using them to destroy people. You better confess your sin. You better open your mouth and agree that it was a sin. If you're so proud or misled, that's what defilement of the spirit can do to a person. Scripture, 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1 says, therefore, having these promises, let us cleanse ourselves from all filthiness of the flesh and spirit, perfecting holiness in the fear of God. Flesh and spirit. People have often, I'm sure you've heard people say that there's no, that your spirit can never be defiled. So what does 2 Corinthians 7 verse 1 mean? It says there's filthiness of the flesh and spirit. I'm giving you the primary way I know that your spirit is defiled. Through lies, false doctrine defiles your spirit. Why? Because your spirit is born of the spora, the word of God. Being born again, being born from above, being born anew of 1 Peter 1, of the word, the seed of God. Which is planted in you. Now you can defile that. How? How do you defile? Deuteronomy 22 says, do not plant two seeds on one portion of ground. Give it to me. Lest the land be defiled. So your heart, your spirit is defiled. Because verse 9, do not plant your vineyard with two types of seed. You plant the word of God, then you plant the word of Satan. John 8 verse 44. For when he lies, he speaks his native language. For he is a liar and the father of lies. So you planted the truth of God's word. If you do, do not plant your vineyard with two types of seed. If you do, the entire harvest will be defiled. Both the crop you plant and the fruit of your vineyard. This is what happens. This is how you defile your spirit. This is how your spirit can be defiled. This is how filthiness of the spirit can happen, not just of the flesh. Within you, there are two seeds. So the truth of God's word, full of light, has been planted in you. And then you're also collecting seeds of lies, darkness, of the devil. You're a strange creature. You are defiled land. This is what the devil has on most people. And they don't too. I'm sorry, all your writing. No, you hear the audio. I still need the motion. I'm moving motions. My Lord, on the 9th day of September, if you understand, this is spiritual warfare. You've been taught. So you better stand still. If you, who has gone to court before? Do you see anyone jumping? Do you see anyone jumping there? I want to give you an experiment to prove if what I'm teaching you is right or wrong. So I'll give you a week or two. If you're a serious person, now I'm saying this to the doubting Thomases, but even to those who believe. Take note, I say you must be born again. Is there a matter in your life that has bothered you for a while? Something that is obvious is a challenge in your life. Go to court. Watch. I'll permit you from next Sunday. Let's take testimonies. We call it court testimony. Are you hearing me? Leaders. This week, go to court. I'm not being casual. I'm being very serious. Go and write down something that has been a source of concern, worry, that has, it seems you have not been able to handle. It has not, you've prayed about it, you've kabashed, you've stayed up at night, you've done many things. Write it out. Just pick one thing. Don't pick many. Indiscipline. One. One thing. Write it down. Find out what the Word of God says about it. Do a little Bible study. If you're a member in this church, even if you're not, you can get a number of a leader. Ask them, please, can you help me with scriptures on this matter or that? They will. They'll send you scriptures on that matter. Bible scriptures. They can help you explain if you need. I'm saying this for even visitors, those that are hearing us online, you can call in any of the numbers there, direct you to someone, one of the our leaders, and they'll help you. They'll walk with you through this process. I've never done this or said this, you know, to. So, this is not something we've been doing. Write the scriptures. Read them. Then go to court. Maybe this is by Wednesday. You can spend Monday and Tuesday just looking it up. I didn't say fast. Have I said anything complicated? No. No complication. You can finish eating before you do it. You want to fast so you can know the thing to write, if you like. Then kneel down, you and God, in your room, and say, God, I know I was guilty of this thing. I've said sorry in a general way. Or maybe you have not said sorry. Maybe you haven't apologized. You haven't confessed. You haven't agreed. Now say, I bring this matter to you before your court. Make sure you're not guilty. Don't ask God to judge between you and the enemy anything you are guilty in. That's the source of many people's problems. They don't know. If you're guilty and you go to the Supreme Court of all things, which is the court of God, and you're guilty, guilty is rendered against you. Every idea you have ever had about God being a biased judge, just forget it. God is the just judge. He's not biased. You are insulting him by presuming he'll take your guilty side. So, become innocent first. By agreeing, I was guilty to 10% guilt, 50%, 100%. I agree I was guilty. I ask that you forgive me. But if you are not guilty, there's no need to raise that matter. Father, I am asking that an injunction or every accusation the devil is bringing against me in that area, in that thing, that it be struck out. It be removed. Every accusation on that matter, I told you, not everything on earth. Do in one area so you can recognize when it changes. It can be a simple thing. It can be a health issue. It can be a dream. It can be some dreams you have that torture you. Whatever it is. I am saying, go to court. Be serious about it. I didn't say it should last for 10 hours. I didn't even say it should last for up to 1 hour. It doesn't even have to last more than 5 minutes. All I'm saying is write it out. Be prepared. Be serious. Jot out what you're going to say. When you kneel down, read the thing you wrote. As if you're before a human being. My Lord and God, judge of the whole earth, I present, say it in your own words, this matter to you. I have suffered this. I have suffered. I have gone through this. I have presented. I am by this presentation asking for forgiveness. Because your word says, if I confess my sin, I confess it. I ask that this thing be struck out. Amen. Stand up and go and eat. Then watch. You are going to wonder what you have been doing since. And you will understand that what I'm saying about the devil dealing with you, the devil wins cases in two ways. Number one, you're guilty. Number two, you're ignorant. You have no idea of your rights in the spirit. You blunder along. The judge has even awarded, listen, let me tell you, lawyers know it. I don't know if law students know it. At some point, they know. Have you heard of the concept of FIFE? Garnishee proceedings. Listen. Two people dragging land. You drag this land. You go to court. The people that had occupied the land are this one, they are more. They've occupied the land. They've built something on it. You go to court and you guys win. This family wins. That the land actually belongs to you people, not to them. The court will garnish. It's not true. The court will give an order that certain property, like land is a bit tough. I should have said a car or something. So, from the money these people took, some money or something, they have a car, they have things like that. You can get an order to take to FIFE the car. How much are they owing you? 8 million. How much do you value this car at? 6 million. The car, that means we need to take something else. There's another car, or there's a truck, or there's a building, a small shop that can get so and so rent. All the rent from that place for the next calculate, will go to these people. Are you understanding? Now you can win, these people could have won this case in court against these people, but they don't go further to get these orders for those things to be released. So you won on paper, but these guys keep driving the car and occupying the thing. Are you understanding? If you don't follow up on it because you're ignorant, you lose out. Are you understanding? So while you're sitting down and listening to only partially understanding preachers tell you how, once you're in Jesus, it's done. Can you explain how it's done and your life is the shape it is? The greatest argument in favor of what I am saying is your life. It's very easy. You know what I mean? How is your life? Everything is a cruise? Is it? Oh, it's not a cruise. Oh, why do you think it's not a cruise? How long have you been born again? Ah, okay. So have you considered that you're being owed something? Why do you think it's not released? The devil knows everything I've just finished saying. That's how he succeeds. What does the Bible say? The accuser of the brethren that accuse them day and night. He stands before God to be moving motions. No. I hereby move. He cannot have a job that earns more than 50,000 naira. Cannot. Why? How, Satan? My Lord, it's the same matter as before, my Lord. Remember. Remember what he did to so and so. And render that person jobless. Yes, my Lord. Yes, this was 30 years ago. Yes, my Lord. You're laughing at 30 years when he's doing stuff from 150 years ago. When he's dealing with you with things your great-grandfather did. Your great-grandfather did in 1850. He's moving cases now. And we are talking about your own sin that you did last week and you're hiding. You don't know. Your own is fresh. Your own is fresh. And the devil, being as wicked as he is, he likes to keep things. He loves. Oh, the devil likes it when you hide. Oh, If you know how much you make Satan's day when you cover up things, the devil loves it. He keeps it. I think he's mean. He's cruel. Because he keeps some and does nothing about it yet. Wait first. You absolutely forget about it. That abortion, you had it when you were 15. You are accused with other things. I don't know how, again, I haven't been to the kingdom of darkness except in the things God has revealed. But maybe the demon that is attached to harassing you comes. She's about to take it. She's about to take it. She has even taken it. I don't know. Maybe they are talking about other things. And then the devil says, have you tried her finances? No, she's free in that area. She's free. She's generous. She loves the Lord. So the Lord loves a cheerful giver. She serves God with her finances. Okay. What about? What about? It's okay. It's okay. So all those areas are covered. Those seven areas are like, it's all right. Bring out that small red file there. Give us one reference. It's okay, don't worry. I'll be in court myself tomorrow. I think he keeps these things. He keeps them. We've prayed for people, we are delivering someone, you see a demon sitting on their head. Do you know how many times we are praying, delivering people? You just prayed for 10 people. They are gloriously free, crying, laughing, happy. And then you see, every time you see a demon waving paper, that's how, you see many times, they are waving paper, they are holding paper, they are like this, and they are just smiling. When you see a demon with paper, you don't say, come out. No. Let me teach you. All right, ministry people, listen. When you see a demon with paper, you don't say come out. You say come out from now till you are blue in the face. Why do you think he's holding the paper? You stop immediately and start talking with the person. If they are gone, because sometimes they are gone, they are on the other side, they are not here. You bring them back. Sorry, is there anything you need to tell me? Is there something you haven't confessed? But many times they themselves don't know. So that's when you go into the sermon of spirit, words of knowledge, and you pray. Father God, I ask you, what is the accusation? Once we see paper, we know there's an accusation. We ask, and then he reveals. When he reveals, and then we pray. Say after me. Or sometimes, many times, if they are gone, I don't wait for them to say after me. I just forgive them. Father, according to your word, I remit the sin of 1, 2, you said, but if you can get them to talk, open your mouth, say, Father, I confess, I committed, as they say it. If sometimes that's all, that demon is gone. But sometimes without any additional prayer, demon leave now. Once you tear, once this is gone, case is over. Oh, I've seen it too many times. Don't joke with these things. Because many people, you joke with reality, you like to suffer. You know, I found out that the average person likes to suffer before they get an answer. Tell them simple things. They don't like simplicity. They want to bring a cow, tubers of yam, something where we see if I do sins, if I don't blow. You don't understand pigeon. That's a method which, if I had used since, I would be very wealthy. Do you understand that? Because we have a significant success rate. People like to be, you like difficulty. You can't lie down in the building, sleep here for 1 week. Just suffer. Flog you with broom. No. A wise man is strong. And a man of knowledge increases strength. For by wise counsel you wage your own war And in a multitude of counselors is safety. This is how you fight. A man of knowledge. It's knowledge we fight with. That's why the devil hates knowledge. Pray! No knowledge. Pray! Zeal without knowledge will destroy you. And that's what most Christians in Nigeria have. Zeal. No knowledge. Some will not have knowledge and it's not real knowledge. So someone, you go for a prayer meeting, they spend 3 hours. Pray 4 hours, five, they'll come out. Nobody says they spend too long. All they say is, we pray. Tell them, let's sit down and study the word for 3 hours, 4 hours. See, what? Okay, what you say after 30 minutes? What? See, let me tell you, nobody's hearing you again. Carry yourself and move. Because those that are hearing. Oh, I've seen them delivered. I've seen people delivered by just hearing. By the time you say, people self-deliver. People pray for themselves and say, you speak of this, just from hearing. And they get delivered by themselves. Which one is better? To know how to do it yourself or to have it done for you? Knowledge is what equips you. Knowledge. I'm wrapping up now. I want you to understand this. The devil doesn't want you to know everything I just said. Whole families have been broken. Pastors. People. You heard our brother share yesterday night. And he talked about how something that he saw in his family line. And he meant what he was saying. Serious stuff. Demonic stuff. Going back. God knows to where. That's how you can be born again. See me, I used to believe once you're born again, it's done. Oh, Jesus. God deliver us. Demons didn't leave the earth because you got born again. That's why all they want is for you to sin. There is no divination against Jacob or enchantment against Israel. The Lord God in his midst is mighty. Listen. That's what Balaam told Balak, who told him, curse these people. And said, no, I have not found iniquity. There's nothing to use against them. I can't touch them. Then he leaves there. When all that fails, and they say, oh, Balaam, I would have made you rich. And he's greedy. And he goes to the king and says, there's a way you can get them. I can't curse them for you to attack. Because a curse without a curse will not arrive. It's useless. Proverbs 25. It will not land. It will not arrive. When you curse, like a bird in its wanderings, a swallow in its flying. These birds that look like they don't land. You seen those birds that fly over a field? Like that. You haven't seen them land though. You just see them. They move like that. Yes. That's a swallow. Just keeps going. That's how a curse, without a cause, a reason, does not land. But the moment there's a curse, it has landed. You created the opportunity for it to land with your actions. That is why Satan pushes you to sin. It is the only reason the devil pushes you to sin. It's not because sin has any other benefit than for him to win his cases. He brings it up. My Lord, the 17th day, 15 years ago, a certain young woman walks into a clinic on the back streets of Uyo. She's 15 and she's pregnant. My Lord, this is the girl. And by this motion, I move. Life for life, your word says. The devil is a very good lawyer. Just look at history and know how many cases he has won. As you see disaster, they go. That's the devil's legal practice. And that's how Madame is having miscarriage. This time she took in. Everything that comes in goes out. Nothing arrives. Till someone destroys this motion. Till someone tears this thing. This is why you come to God, not primarily to decree and demand, but to inquire. Dear God, please clarify for me. What is the open door? It is he that breaks the hedge that the snake will bite. What is the open door? What is the open door? And God shows you and you go, oh my God, as easy as forgive me, I acknowledge my wrong. That's all God is looking for. David told us this. Say, your hand was heavy on me until I acknowledged my wrong. The devil uses God's justness because God is, see, listen, the foundation of God's throne is righteousness and justice. Justice does not shift. Justice is why God would deal with Israel when they misbehave. God's sense of justice is why his own people would be banished to a strange land and would be slaves and would be oppressed. His own chosen people. Justice does not turn to the left or to the right. Justice is constant. Be careful what you believe about God, because false doctrine deprives you of this knowledge and you continue to suffer. Say, I don't believe in those things. I don't believe in those things. I'm a child of God. What you're saying can never be the case. I have answered you carefully. If it is never the case, then why have we had the, is it fortune or misfortune, of seeing people who do not believe it's the case? But when you make them pray simple prayers like this, something that is obviously the case in their life changes. What did we do? Why couldn't their belief in what you preach change it? Even though it lasted for 10 years, 20 years, 30 years. Then they suddenly believe this other one for that short. Is it the devil that just freed them? The truth, which you know, shall make you free. This is what truth does. It frees you. People are under demonic bondages everywhere. People are suffering. My wife shared a testimony one or two Sundays ago here. You heard it. Those that were here. My own wife, who, you know the story, she's sitting there. And she confesses something to me that she had not confessed before. My wife that couldn't sit under the fan, why does she usually sit at the corner? In every place we meet, she'll find the furthest corner at night. No, you can't on the fan. This, I'll be sweating. She said, remove your shirt. I'll wear shorts. Oh God, hot. You know, even if there's AC, don't even touch it. This is not 10 years ago. This is 1 month ago. I'll enter the room. Say, my wife, this AC is too cool now. Oh. It's like a brand new human being. It's not like the same person. I'm not talking about your wife. I'm talking about my wife. It's like they brought another person and swapped. How can you wear this flimsy thing and you are not you? You see with your eyes. These things are so powerful that so me, it means if you had dealt with this thing 10 years ago, this problem would have disappeared 10 years ago. She would have kept suffering like that. When you ask, oh, what's happening? When she goes through this horrible pain inside her, piercing, she says, I react to cold. White people have so many names for it. Some of you have begun to learn the names. You call it allergy to allergens and well, those medical people. That thing they use and collect money from you guys. If you see the names they come up with, ends with Sia, Kia. Say, I think 80% of those things are demonic. not natural. There's natural affliction. If you know how many afflictions are not natural, kick out a demon. It will pack his baggage. Most of what you call asthma, demon. Nothing else. Asthma. Demon. But if it's a demon, how come when they use that thing, it works? Don't ask foolish questions. You have a human body. God made you spirit, soul, and body. There are three dimensions to every human being. For every aspect, have you heard two are better than one? For good or bad, two are better than one. Two armed robbers trying to enter your house is better than one armed robber, if you're an armed robber. Yes? If the armed robber can find someone to come with him, his chances of success are higher. Yes? That's the answer to the question. If the devil has your spirit and your soul agreeing with him, or he has your body and your soul agreeing, his chances are greater than if he just has your body. Hear me carefully. If your body has adapted to the spirit called asthma, and the spiritual affliction, demonic entity called asthma, is hanging onto your lungs, he may have started it, induced it, or triggered it from genetic factors, whatever. If your eyes open, you see a spirit hanging on your lungs like this, pressing it, not allowing you breathe, massaging it with, like it wants to tear it. And you're now putting something physical into your body realm that helps your lungs. It contributes to reducing his power. Listen to me. But the demon is still there, so it's like, don't worry, we'll do it again. And that's why it keeps continuing till it either kills you at 35 or at 68. But it's still there. Because at one level of your being, that's your body realm, you fought back with chemicals that affect the body. Are you listening? Listen, God is not the God of the spirit only. God is the God of every part of you. Are you hearing me? If you have a wound on top of your leg, and you put a chemical or oil, Vaseline, and all that, it will help it heal quickly. Can God heal without any of that? Yes. But the God that tells Isaiah to tell the king Hezekiah that he should make a poultice, mix something like that, and rub on the boil that was going to kill him, is the God that could have healed it without the poultice, but he asked for it. Are you listening to me? So God does tell people to do physical things because he created physical things. This is still the realm of God. Are you hearing me? The spirit realm is God's realm. The physical realm is God's realm. Every realm is God's realm. If you team up the physical plus the spiritual and fight, it's more potent and powerful than just the spirit realm only. Are you understanding? I'm telling you why God uses physical things too. He's not the God of the spirit realm only. He made physical things. I hope this is clear. Now he can take away your headache. He has taken away my headaches for many decades with just a prayer. I rebuke you, headache, be gone. Amen. I've seen him do that for me and for others. Simple. That can happen. If I take a tablet, now I'd rather not spend money, okay? Long ago, I decided I'd rather eat ground up with 15 naira than buy Panadol with 15 naira. I don't know about you. I don't know. What do you think? Biscuits is nicer with 20 naira than Panadol with 20 naira. Do you enjoy chewing Panadol?
No.
Do you enjoy chewing biscuits? Yes. So long ago, I told God, I said, I prefer, so, there they go, no, it's not a sin to take Panadol, but I'd rather not. And the stress of even walking out, head, they hammer you, they work for some, all these things. It's easier. And he can heal it, and he does. On the other side, like the asthma example I gave, if you cast out the demon, sometimes, the physical, the symptoms may remain because they've adjusted. You know how someone can, if a thief comes to your house and breaks the window and they catch the thief, will the window mend? Talk to me. The window mend itself. The broken glass, will it be unbroken because they caught the thief? This is what happens many times in our bodies. After we've dealt with a spiritual thing, the after effects is what's left. And that's where the devil now tells you, you see, they didn't catch any thief. There was no thief. Can't you still see the broken glass? Are you listening? Meanwhile, all you ought to do is get someone to help restore the broken glass. That's all. He has been kicked out. All you have to do is just patch a little effort, additional expenditure. Everything will be fine. Are you hearing? That additional expenditure might be a little more prayer, a little declaration of the word of God. By his stripes I was healed. I thank you, Father, for restoring me. Just as I experienced when I was prayed for, I experienced that. I thank you for your healing. I maintain. But if you keep that window open, guess what may come back through a broken window? Another thief. Are you seeing? And the devil tells you they never even caught the other one. And you agree with the devil. My people perish for lack of knowledge. Receive knowledge in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
God teaches us our hands to war and our fingers to fight. We must learn to trust in the Lord with all our hearts. Don't lean on your own understanding. In all your ways, acknowledge him. He will direct your path. Give no room to the devil is a command. Give no room to the devil. Give no room to the devil. Don't give him any access to you. He has no right to access us. Except you give it. Because when you give him access, what did Balaam do? Send your women. And the women came around. Hello. I'm having a small occasion. My sons, come now. A customer, we've been selling akara for you for the past hour. You people are just camped here. What, are you not going to move again? I heard you people came all the way from Egypt. And it's okay. Don't worry, I'll give you Jara tomorrow. Now she's having her son's bash. That's how Israelites started following Midianites. And they ate their food and committed immorality. And that was all that the devil wanted. That this is the wicked wisdom that Balaam gave the king Balak. And that was the end of Israel. 24,000. They died in the thousands. He couldn't cause them just yesterday, in a few days, or weeks, or however long it took for the women to succeed. So they didn't raise a sword. There was not a single stab with a knife. But God's people were dying in thousands. It's very easy to understand now how that happened. Devil comes over, my Lord. You say your eyes are too pure to behold sin. The soul that sins must die. You are a just judge. Or are you no more? With many of them, 1 Corinthians 10, God was not well pleased. He dropped their carcasses in the wilderness. Do you know what he says at the end of 1 Corinthians 10, verse 11? These things happen to them as an example for you, New Testament church. Why would they give you an example that is irrelevant? On whom the ends of the age have come. And you are warned that you should not do the same things they did, or the same things that happened to them will happen to you. You listen to a preacher that tells you that what I've just said is not true. I've given you 1 Corinthians 10, and that's how I'm ending. You can believe who you like. The apostle of grace said so. Paul said that you misbehave how they misbehave, you suffer how they suffer. God does not change. A new covenant is not a destruction of all covenants. I have thought on these things. I want to end. I want to end. I'm going to use 2 minutes and say, listen carefully. Those who know a little law will understand. Those who don't know any law, comprehend. I want paper. Give me chair of paper for me. Chair, middle, page. Pen, extra pen. See. Thank you. Paper, law about to be made. Church. Church in the world. When we missed this, we missed confusion abounded. Section 1, subsection B of the Constitution of God hereby holds that First clause. Man shall be a living soul. Two, the soul that takes another soul or kills will by another also be slain. Three, story. This is the covenant I, God, have made it with you. Who are you sending to represent you? Moses. Moses is the intermediary, the mediator of this covenant. Come representing Israel. The covenant is not with Moses, it's with Israel. Moses is their lawyer. Are you listening? I say I'm using very few minutes. Sign here. Received. Copy collected by me. So date of so 2000. Two copies. Well, one copy is on two pages. Bye-bye. New covenant. And I'm not going to explain any more than this. New covenant. Do you know what we think? This is classic. Oh God, this is one page. This is classic thinking. God has brought. So we say, God has brought a new covenant. Do you know what? All, it seems all Christians see. New covenant. Let me tell you what happened. And I said I won't explain more than this. We are out of time. Do you see that all those things that were drafted? Huh? Lawyers should know. Law students, when did they teach you? Constitutional law, yes? Year two. When a law is amended, do you guys, I know things have really changed in 20 years. Do you see them name a law and they put in bracket amended? Some of them, they don't even put amended anymore. They are not just adjusting small parts. And part of that was affected by military regimes. They just say the comma 2020. There's no amended. It's a new law. It's a law. Company and Allied Matters Act 2020. Watch me. Why do they call it comma 2020? Is everything in it brand new? No! This is how the new law was made. Section 1, man shall now be a life-giving spirit. Section 1, former law, hereby repealed. Exchanged. And everything else in the rest of that law may be the same as the former one. Your new covenant is not a brand new piece of legislation that never existed. Your new covenant is an amended communication of the will of God. It is ignorance that makes us see. The Old Testament, which the Bible never calls itself. I've told you who started. His name was Marcion. A few hundred years after, 100 years or so after Jesus died. And he came and started saying Old Testament, New Testament. Started dividing things. Never. The Old Testament is called by all the apostles by Jesus. What? The scriptures. That's the only name they call it. It is the same scripture Paul is referring to, Peter is referring to. All of them call it the scriptures. This is how far we missed it. And we say, you see all of this? From this Matthew forward, this is what concerns us. You see all of this? Trash. Meanwhile, God went into his law. His word forever is settled. Where? You cannot hear it. It's in heaven. He upholds all things by the word of his power. He reached into his law and did some amendments. Adam law, Adam constitution, Adam one constitution. He now created Adam two constitution. Are you listening? And he goes in here, well, no more shall this happen by the new covenant, the mediator, Jesus Christ. Yes. These are the terms. Strike out this, replace this, strike out, blood of bulls and goats. I never liked that one in the first place. Look at Jeremiah, I never liked it. Psalm 50, never liked it. What sacrifice do you bring me? Do I drink blood? He said all those things under your so-called old covenant. He already said it. God's brain did not change at any time. That is why God never changes. I am the Lord, Malachi 3. I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob, not consumed. If I change, you'll be consumed. I uphold all things by the word of my power. If I pull out the foundation of my throne, righteousness and justice, which is what the law is a revelation of, then I have no throne. He amends. 1, 2, in the place of blood of goats, calves, blood of Jesus Christ replaces. Have you seen those laws, law students? Where they replace laws. They say in this way, they repeal it, they replace. They adjust. Sometimes they change one word. One word. When they finish, they move this as a new legislation. I repeat, this is what the new covenant is. The new covenant is not a destruction of everything God ever did. It is an amendment. It is so similar, so identical, that the Bible tells you, who wants to tell me what the new covenant is? At that time, quoting Jeremiah, the book of Hebrews. I will write my laws. Which law? The same law on their hearts. And no man would teach his neighbor. Do or do not do. For everyone will know my law. The same law. Laws are changed and they change the venue of the headquarters of the place. Gazettes are set. Do you understand what I've just finished explaining? If you understand it, you stop looking at your Bible and looking for what to throw away. No. You will go to your Bible. And when you see, and on so and so, you shall bring a guilt offering. You will take the blood of Jesus in prayer and offer it. There remains no more sacrifice for sin. There's no need to slaughter anything again. It's not that there's no need to bring blood. When you sin, there must be blood brought. Because without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. The blood Jesus shed once and for all is there. He's living, ever living, to make intercession for us. Before God, the blood is there. When you confess your sins, you are taking the blood. Like in former times, you would have come with a goat. But you come with the blood of the only Son of God, only begotten, and present it. But there must be blood for there to be remission of sins. And it is not just the blood that was shed, poured on you when you came to give your life to Jesus. It is the washing of your legs from the dust of this world, of John chapter 13. It is the repeated confession of your sins that results in his being faithful to forgive you. It is you acknowledging that we stumble in many ways. It is you agreeing that you have to come to the light of John chapter 3. The Bible says, he that comes to the light, John 3, just give me that finally. Verse 17, 18, 18, 19. In fact, 20, but watch this. For God did not send his son into the world that he might judge the world, but that the world might be saved through him. Yes, this is the intention of God. Anyone who believes in him is not judged, but anyone who does not believe is already judged. Because he has not believed in the name of the one and only Son of God. Verse 19. This then is the judgment. Look at something. The light has come into the world. Who is the light? Jesus. The truth. The word.
And people loved darkness rather than the light because their deeds were evil. If we walk in the light, 1 John 1:7. If we walk in the light, we have fellowship with one another. And the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us. Verse 20. For everyone who practices wicked things hates the light and avoids it. This person is practicing wicked things, Abby. Does not like the word, does not like the Lord, does not like the light. Because there's wickedness in them. And it's not just wickedness they fell into once. It's wickedness they want to continue doing. They practice it. They hate the word. They hate the Lord. They hate the light. They avoid the light. Doesn't mean they have never loved the light. It just means that they don't want light on this matter. Are you listening to me? Don't bring light on this matter. Don't shine light here. I'm doing something bad here. Close that door. Off that light. Switch off that bulb. That's what it means by hating the light. Doesn't mean you hate the Lord. I hate you, Jesus. No. You don't want the clarity he brings when every color of your iniquity stands out. You don't want that kind of clarity here. You want it to be dim so you don't feel really bad because the thing is too clear. Boy, you're wrong. Verse 21. So that his deeds may not be exposed. Verse 21. But anyone who lives by the truth comes to the light so that his works may be shown to be accomplished by God. What does this person who comes to the light live by? The truth. I have a question. Look at this. Why does this person come to the light? How do you come to the light? I already said it. I'll say it again. If we walk in the light, the blood of Jesus cleanses us from all unrighteousness. This person is someone who comes to the light. This person comes to the light. This is a child of God. He is coming to the light as a habit, the same way the other person practices wickedness. This person stumbles. James 3, we all stumble in many ways. This person may have stumbles in his life. There may be areas where he's careless. Oh, I said something I shouldn't say. I responded angrily. I spoke disrespectfully to my mother. You did something you shouldn't do. You come to the light habitually to be sure that your works, you want to show that your works may be shown to, he says, so that his works may be shown to be accomplished by God. So you come to the light of God's words to check, this thing I did, does it line up with God's word? And sometimes you will find out, James 1, that it does not. It's called the mirror of God's word. That's another name for the light. And you check, and you may see that you missed it here. 80% of your speech was okay. But that 20% where you say, please, I'm tired, nobody should talk to me, to your father. That 20, but the other things you say, daddy, so the light will show you. It doesn't mean you're a bad, you love to do evil. It just means that by going to the light, and when you go to the light, it shows you you've missed it. There's only one response. I agree, I missed it. I am sorry. Daddy, I'm sorry. I shouldn't have spoken like that to you. The blood will do its work. You don't kill a new animal. That's what the new law, new covenant holds. Do you understand these things? Do you understand these things? Stand to your feet. Thank God for light. Lift your hands and thank God for light. You have 1 minute. Father, I thank you. I give you praise, O God. I give you praise, O God. Give you praise, O God. Give you praise, O God. Father, I appreciate it. If you learned anything, tell God thank you. If God just gave you keys to deliverance, tell him thank you. Show appreciation. Okay? For the light, give him praise. Oh, we rejoice in you, God. We rejoice in you, God. We rejoice in you, God. The light is in him. The truth is in him. Oh, we give you praise. We give you praise. We give you praise. Hallelujah. Hosanna. We bless your name. Hallowed be your name, O God. Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. Amen, 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 amen. I want you to pray and ask God to give you more light. I think that's the most important prayer, right? If you want more light, ask. Open your mouth and ask. Where are you? Give him light, give us light, O Holy God. Give light, O Lord, the Holy One. Illuminate us, O God. Illuminate our hearts. Illuminate our minds, Jesus. Illuminate our thoughts, O God. Illuminate, illuminate, O God. Illuminate us, O Holy One. Illuminate us, O mighty God. Illuminate us, O wondrous God. Illuminate, illuminate us, God. Kerabaradaya sadadadada. Illuminate, O God. Thank you, Lord God. Lift your hands. Let me pray for you. Father, I ask for light for everyone here.
Amen.
A whole new level of light, new dimensions of illumination.
Amen.
Help us see more than ever the importance of sight.
Amen.
The importance of light.
Amen.
Help us understand the dimensions of light.
Amen.
Deliver us from contentment with the light we have. Help us continually press for deeper, brighter, stronger light.
Amen.
Every contention that is like a blanket of darkness, scales on eyes here, I rebuke you in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
I command your power broken.
Amen.
In the presence of the King of Kings, you may not stand.
Amen.
Let there be light in Jesus' name.
Amen.
The eyes of your understanding be enlightened that you might know what's the hope of the calling of the Lord Jesus, the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints, the exceeding greatness of his power to those who believe. Let us understand what is ours because we believe.
Amen.
The power of ignorance be destroyed.
Amen.
The power of ignorance be destroyed.
Amen.
The power of ignorance be destroyed.
Amen.
And every child of God with the benefits of heaven that has labored under spiritual poverty or oppression due to not knowing these things, due to not knowing the effect of sin, due to not knowing their rights in the spirit in Christ Jesus, having land but not occupying it, the same as Joshua, who represents Jesus, told the people of Judah when they said, this land is, we can't take it. The inhabitants have iron chariots. And he told them, you are a strong people. You can do it. Father God, may this knowledge be a can-do message to all those that have lived below the things God has provided.
Amen.
May they receive power to arise and go to war. And fight and fight and fight till they recover all that is theirs.
Amen.
All that is yours by right.
Amen.
Receive grace to go and recover.
Amen.
Answer the prayers in these lives and reveal to them the things that they have suffered unnecessarily from.
Amen.
As they come to you, O Lord God, in prayer and ask you and say, Lord, this and that is the thing I have suffered. I want to be free from it. I have been oppressed in this way. As they begin to inquire as to the open door, the hole in the hedge, reveal it to them.
Amen.
Even beginning now.
Amen.
Close your eyes. Even beginning now, the Lord will begin to tell you things in your heart, the Spirit of God in your mind, the areas the devil has been using to accuse you. Now, when you know it, don't go. I've told you, be very calm about it. I've told you how to go about it. Don't go getting agitated. I tell you to close your eyes. Don't go getting agitated. Just be very, very clinical and surgical about it. Father, I'm asking, reveal.
Amen.
Reveal to these ones.
Amen.
Reveal to their thoughts, their hearts, their minds, in dreams, in visions. Reveal, 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 reveal. Lord, because you're good, because you love us, because you came to deliver them from the works of Satan. The works of Satan are destroyed when they are brought into the light. So let it be brought into the light.
Amen.
Every hidden thing, every hidden thing, every basis for accusation be exposed now.
Amen.
And when they come, Lord God, give a good answer.
Amen.
Grant justice in their favor. By reason of the blood.
Amen.
Thank you, great God. Thank you, great God. Just wave your hands, give him praise, give him praise, give him praise. Oh, we thank you, Lord. Father, we thank you. We thank you. In Jesus' name we praise.
Amen,
amen, amen. Amen. You have an offering, take it in your hands. I'm going to pray. Listen, so while you're taking the offering, listen, don't sit down. I'm saying two or three things. One, some of you were sleeping almost throughout the meeting. I didn't want to bother you. It's like I said at the beginning, demonic scales, all that, it's a real thing, okay? The quicker you agree, the better. Some of you slept almost throughout. I understand with you. The Lord is on your side. He's not angry at you. He's not rejecting you because of that. But this is what you must do. Make sure by later today or tomorrow, you get the audio and listen to it. Part of the reason you are so sleepy is so you won't hear. May you love yourself enough to be obedient. Some of you are distracted because that's what demons do. They distract you. Some of you, that's the signboard you carry on you. Distract me. That's your own signboard. Distract me. Distract me. So every distraction you see. Others don't see. You see. Why? Because spirits of distraction, you have opened a big, the devil has room in your life to distract you. You created it through lots of actions. I am really serious about what I'm saying. Help yourself. There's a time for everything. It's a new season. God wants to free you. So, go back. See, learn to fight Satan till you win. Take, ask, make sure you get the message. You'll be on our channel. It will be, you know, it will be on our Telegram channel. Make sure. Get it. Listen to it. If you are listening to it, you're distracted again. Go back. Rebuke Satan. Rewind. Insist that the understanding enter. Carry a pen and paper. Write it out. When you get to that place where I told you something to do during this week, note it and do it. Some of you were not here when I was saying it. You stepped out for some reason or the other. Do it. Before 5 years from now, 10 years, you're asking God questions that were all dealt with today. Help yourself. Nobody should love you more than you love yourself. Listen to today's message. You've never listened to a message before. Listen to today's one. Again, take notes. Then do the things said there. It's not much. Do it. And then watch the outcome. When God gives you your testimony, sometimes you will not know the fullness of the testimony till a month has passed or two. Write it out and come and share. If you can't come, you travel somewhere, write it and send it. Say, oh, this is what I want to testify. I obeyed the pastor. I went and prayed. I presented my matter before the court of God, the court of heaven. And this is what happened thereafter. Okay? Share it and give. It's called giving God glory. So make sure you give God glory. I hope this is clear. The second announcement is, if you're a first timer, let me see your hand. Maybe you came in. Even if you came in the week, I haven't prayed for you before. That's my point. Even if you came, I'm seeing one hand there. Some of you are very slow. I say, raise your hand. 1, 2, 3. That 3 I'm seeing there. 4, 5, 6, 7. 7 people I see.
No, two of you, you just came in. You came for the second service. This is the first service. So you come at the end of the second service. So you don't come when they are going out. You settle down for the second service. I'll pray for you at the end of that. So first timers, about 5-6 of you, please, you follow the ushers as we step out now. I'll pray for you in the next place. Something else will happen there. I told you, we'll give you prophetic ministry for 2-3 minutes. Something will be shared with you. Carry your phone along, record the thing. When you go back, go and transcribe it. Type it into your phone. Send it to yourself as an email or something. Have it. Have that information. Even if it doesn't make sense, have it. In 1 year or 2 or 3, it may make perfect sense. That's how prophetic words are. Things past, things present, things future. So put it down. Have you heard me? I hope you have. You know what my experience is? My experience is that you talk, people act like they hear. 2 years later, they're running from pillar to post, looking for answers that were given before the event happened. Love yourself. Learn to be obedient. You know the greatest key to victory, in spite of everything I preached? Even if you're blind, just be obedient to God. Just that blind people can see God well. But learn to be obedient. Humble yourself. And many wonderful things will be your portion in this world. You escape many troubles. It's the nature of how things happen in the spirit. So first time as I'll pray for you. And we meet here on Wednesdays. We meet on Friday by 5 p.m. Wednesday, 5 p.m. Friday, 5 p.m. Sundays, 9 and 12:30. Many times recently we've been overshooting because there's somebody that God is always trying to love. Maybe we'll move the time officially to 1 o'clock. I think we are going to do that so that, and then we take the other one from 2 to 3:30. You're invited for the boat services, but if you can't come for both, come for one. Father, I thank you for the opportunity to give. I ask that you receive every offering here, cause it to multiply and extend your kingdom. Let your name be honored in the earth. Thank you, Lord God. I'm asking also that you bless these ones as they go this week, the works of their hands. Give them grace, give them wisdom, give them direction. Let your will be done and your kingdom come in their lives. Thank you. Bless them. Bless them. Bless them. Visit them. There'll be many amazing visitations this week. Changes, changes, changes. Yes, Lord, with the sound of the trumpet, let those changes be seen. Amen. Some of you already, God has come to you in dreams in a new way. Even if you're a visitor, know this. Get a notebook and write things out. Write it out or type it. Don't save it in your phone, WhatsApp, don't save it in a way that what you have disappears when your phone disappears. That's why I say send things to yourself as an email. Don't listen. Stop running around this world looking for prophets. Stay in one place. God talks to you. And you despise it. When you despise what God says to you, why do you want him to talk to 1,000 people? Job 33 says God speaks to a man, a woman, once, twice, and they don't hear. God talks to you, but you don't take notes. He says, and they don't realize it. Be writing down even those things that are not so clear. Put down the date and write it down. If you go back and look at many of those things, you see answers to the questions you're asking. I'm telling you. No, I'm not. That's not me marketing myself. I'm telling you, in many areas, you don't need me. You with the Spirit of God in you, the light inside you, will do wonders for you. But many times you don't pay any attention to the Spirit of God within you. Pay attention to the Spirit of God that lives in you. We can help you more. We can add because two are better than one. But still, pay attention to what God tells you. Don't despise it anymore. God bless you.
We pray you receive eyes to see, ears to hear, and an understanding heart. Remember, test all things and hold fast to what is good. For more information, visit our website at gods-lighthouse.org.